Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for just being here. Thanks for being who you are and doing what you're doing. Small business owners, you're the backbone of this economy. You're the backbone of frankly, so small business owners are the backbone of a lot of things that are important, not only in America, but in the world, and growing in importance. And I'm proud of you. Somebody else, I think, who agrees with me about that is our good buddy Bob Cuska. Bob is the president of Fusion Factor, and he's a guy who helps us understand how to make sure that we put our best foot forward in the marketplace, and he's our good friend Bob. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's always great to be on the show. It's
good to have you here. I wanted to get your thoughts on the president's jobs creation summit today. He's about to kick off a Main Street tour, which I'm glad he's doing that. I hope he learns some things while he's out there. But here's a list of the partial attendees. Here's a partial list of the attendees. There are some people who are invited to go there today who really should be there. They're people who hire a lot of employees. Some big business executives are coming there. I think they clearly they ought to be there. They're going to give him an earful, I'm sure, on what he can do to help create jobs. I'm counting on those guys. But also, here's somebody who represents a group called Green for All. And here's somebody who represents the Coalition for the Green Bank. Now that sounds like environmental type of folks, and that's fine, Bob. But you know what? The job growth, if we're going to get this thing dig this economy out of the dirt, it's going to come from the existing businesses that are doing work that we've always had, and sure that we're going to have some green jobs, but those jobs are going to come a lot slower, I think, than getting existing businesses back to work. What do you think?
I absolutely agree, Jim. Those things will come, and we should invest in them. But, you know, what about creating a couple extra sales jobs on the car lot, the guy that's selling cars, or the landscaper adding another, you know, body to his crew?
Right.
That's,
right.
You know, real meat where the action is.
Right, exactly. Also, a number of labor unions are invited to the event today. Bob, I don't remember ever hearing about a labor union create a job. Have you?
I've never heard labor unions creating a job. What I've heard labor unions is creating an extra layer of management that they charge for.
Right.
That you don't need.
Right, exactly.
Their small business needs an extra guy. It's like, you know, you and your wife have an argument and you invite the marriage counselor to the house and they stay for the rest of your life. Do you need that?
Right. When you represent small business owners, mm-hmm. You do a lot of work with small business owners.
Yep.
What would they if the president knocked on their door and said, what can I do to help you create more jobs? What do you think they would tell him?
I think one of the things they'd tell him, Jim, is, you know, get the banks to free up the credit. If I had a little bit extra line of credit, you know, I could add to my staff. You know, I could buy some new equipment. I could grow my business with it. That would be first.
Yeah.
Number two, I think they'd say, you know, put stimuluses in industry that exist right now. You know, don't just look at, you know, the wind power and the electric batteries.
Right.
Those are good things to invest in, but not just that.
And as if a traditional business that we already have, there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're doing something wrong. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I think the small business owners are being ignored. We're still looking at Wall Street instead of, you know, out on the Main Street.
Well, and see, this is the problem, one of the problems I've got with all this, Bob. Part of the reason why we've got so many unemployed is because major corporations laid off so many people in order to get back to a profitable situation. Now they're profitable, but there are a lot of people out on the street,
And the other thing they have to look at, Jim, you know, when you talk about profitable, where do the profits go? Do they go back into job creation, or do they go to, you know, big bonuses for the senior executive team?
Well, that's, you know, you saw what happened at the top three banks, $30 billion in bonuses this year for the top three banks on Wall Street.
But it's starting to change. In the Wall Street Journal, it was announced today that Goldman Sachs shareholders are looking to hold them accountable on their compensation plans.
I hope
it's
so.
It's starting to change.
I hope so. Well, I'll tell you something else. Corporation, major corporations have got to think more along the lines of long-term planning with their employees, with their goals, and less on quarterly guidance. You can't run a major corporation based on a quarterly report card, in my opinion.
No.
And I think that's another problem we've got with Wall Street. But what about, quickly, what about tax credits? You think that would help?
I would support tax credits for jobs. Reward people for job creation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, instead of just looking at the quarterly returns and rewarding them for slicing headcount.
Right. Well said. Bob Cusker, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to be back again with me after this next break. And we're going to talk about what he calls mixed media. How about that? You haven't heard that term, have you? Mixed media. 20 Tail, stay with us.
I want to be with you everywhere. Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back. It's 17 till, I should say, 43 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, if you're there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bob Cusker is our guest, folks. Kustka, K-U-S-T-K-A. Bob is our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the president of the Fusion Factor, and after a long and illustrious career with the Gillette Corporation, he started out on his own, decided to be a small business owner, just like you and me, right, Bob?
Absolutely, Jim. And after 6 years, I'm loving it still.
Isn't it great?
It is.
The worst day as a small business owner is better than the best day when I was an employee.
You know what I read once? Small business owners don't get sick as much as people working in corporations. Isn't that interesting?
Well, yeah, well, you know why? We don't have any sick days. You know what, Bob? I have, you know what? I'm going to tell you something you may not believe. I've never missed a day of work on account of sickness in my life.
That's an impressive record.
And you've seen my gray hair, haven't you? So you know I've been around a long time. Hey, Bob, let's talk about you told me a term. I talk a lot about networking on the show, and we also, this last year or two, been talking a lot about social media, but you've got a term called mixed media. Did you coin that term?
Well, I think I did, Jim. I haven't heard anyone use it yet.
Mixed media. So tell us what mixed media is.
Okay. Well, you know, you're a small business owner. You're building your brand, right? How do you make sure that you're always building your brand?
Mm-hmm.
You need to use all the channels available to you. I mean, this is what big companies do because they have the resources and the marketing power to do it.
Right.
But for you and I as a small business owner, we need to use mixed media. What some people do is they focus on one or the other. So nowadays, a lot of the young people are focusing on social media. You know, they're tweeting and they're blogging
and
they're joining the social networks like LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You know, us, some of the old-timers are going to the Chamber of Commerce meetings.
Right.
And, you know, other networks like that. What you need to do is figure out strategically how you use the mix that's right for your business. And the mix that's right for your business might not be the mix for my business.
Mm-hmm.
But here's one thing I've got to tell you. I tell you a real quick sad story. 5 years ago, I founded a business referral network, all small business owners. It ended up being about 25 of us that got together every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. And while I was doing that, I ran into this friend of mine who was an architect, and I invited him to join because we didn't have an architect in the group. And he said to me, Bob, I'm too busy. I have much too much work. I ran into him, now 5 years later, I ran into him about 2 months ago. The guy can't get a piece of work right now.
Wow.
And he had a booming business. It was a construction industry turned down. He had nothing in the pipeline.
And he wasn't paying attention to what else was going on. He might have identified an opportunity in those meetings that could have maybe caused him to alter the way he did his business, and he might not be getting rich right now, but at least he wouldn't be unemployed.
Well, how about if he had a LinkedIn database of 500 or more people?
Yeah.
And he could tap into that database and say, hey, I see Jim Blasingame in that database.
Yeah.
And I know he needs some work on his house.
Mm-hmm.
But networking is an everyday job, especially for the small business owner, because we don't have the resources and the big budgets.
And of course, face-to-face networking, pressing the flesh, in-person networking, has been going on for as long as humans have been running into each other.
But I heard
the electronic, the electronic part is new, and we need to realize that it's not the be all end all. It's just the next phase and another tool. It's not either or. It's both and, isn't it?
That's right. I heard a wise man say that you can't get a handshake over the internet. Did you hear that?
Well, you know, here's the thing that I learned a long time ago. It is possible for human beings to build close relationships virtually. I've done it. You and I have never met, and yet I consider you to be a good friend. We've done some work together. And we've done some good things and had some great conversations and have gotten closer. So it is possible to do this, but still, you know, I long to meet you face to face,
and will happen eventually.
Exactly.
Right?
But the thing is that when we actually are talking about customers and prospects, I think it's important to realize that you mentioned the Chamber of Commerce a minute ago. Folks, don't forsake your Chamber of Commerce associations for Facebook or LinkedIn. What do you think, Bob?
Absolutely. I was at a meeting last night. I'm on a committee in my Chamber of Commerce.
Good for you.
And, you know, by the way, when you join these things, don't do what I see some people that do. They go to three meetings and they say, hey, I didn't get any business out of this.
Right.
This is a long-term investment.
Yeah.
And you got to get involved. Join a committee. You know, show people your face and build your credibility.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as I said, it's not either or, it's both and. It's not, for most small businesses, it's not just the local that you're going to do. You need to do business outside of your market. Or some people are only doing business online, but you know they should be fostering business in their communities. And the way you do that is by meeting people face to face.
That's right. That's right. Here's the other thing, Jim. This has to be strategic in nature. And by that I mean you have to sit down and just like you have your budget, you know, and you have other parts of your business where you do planning, you got to plan. And that plan evolves over time. You may, you know, use Twitter for a while and then decide, hey, that's not an effective tool for me. I tried that. You know, that's not going to work. So you've got to say what's going to be in the mix and where can I most effectively use my limited time.
See, this is why I talk about – I don't like to use the term social media. I don't like that term.
This is why
I talk about building online customer communities, folks, which includes a lot of different things. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those with our good friend Bob Kuska. Right after these messages, 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.